artist John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Well, hi, everybody. John Elsinga, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. And I am so glad you're here because I want to talk to you today about what God wants you to know about how he feels about you. I mean, isn't it true? Sometimes we wonder, right? As we wait for an answer, maybe, as we struggle with an issue, as we deal with a loss, as we pray and we wait and we wonder, does he even hear me? Does he see me? Does God understand me and what I'm going through? And I've got good news, because I want you to know, without a doubt, God hears you. I mean, I understand. Sometimes we pray and we pray and we pray and we're waiting for an answer and we're wondering, are our prayers bouncing off the ceiling? But Psalm 4 verse 3 says, but you know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call. Now, don't get intimidated by that word godly. All that simply means are those that follow him, those that are in God, those that are in Jesus Christ. The Lord hears when you call on him. He's aware. He hears. He knows what you're saying. He knows what you're not saying. He sees and hears deep into your heart. And he does see you. Absolutely. Proverbs 15 verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. God sees you. God sees what you're doing, what you're at, what you're dealing with, what you're struggling with. God is there with you right now. Whatever the issue might be, God is there. He's next to you. He's present. He's aware. He sees you. You might say, well, he's God. I'm just a human. Does he even understand me? Psalm 139 verse 2, the Amplified says, you know, and he's talking to God, you know, when I sit down and when I rise up, my entire life, everything I do, you understand my thought from afar. You see, friend, God made us. Surely he understands us. He not only hears us, he not only sees us, but he totally understands what we're going through, what we're feeling, what we're thinking, the thoughts that we might have. You might wonder, well, is he here or is he there? I mean, is he so high and lifted up that he doesn't care, doesn't feel? Is he some kind of impersonal God? Listen, there's a few things I want you to know about what God wants to do in your life and with you as you walk through your life. First of all, he wants to embrace you. He does. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. God's got our hands held. It's even really more intimate than that. God is tenderly holding our hand. He is firmly holding our hand. And we have to get this picture of not only him holding us, but us holding him. We cling to him. It's this intimate picture. The psalmist says, my soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. As he's holding us, we cling to him. There are times that you may go through. There are it may be right now, for example, where your struggle, your doubt, your wonder, your longing, and you just want to cling and hold on to Him. And He's holding on to you as well. He wants to encourage you, my friend. Hebrews 6:18 says, God did this so by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope that is set before us may be greatly encouraged. Not just mildly encouraged, greatly encouraged. He wants to encourage you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to revive and restore you. When we are going through the pit, when we are going through the valley, when we are struggling and wondering and guessing and hoping, in the midst of all of that, God has a plan for you, and one of His plans is to revive and to restore you. Hosea 6:2 says, after 2 days, He'll revive us, and on the third day, He will restore us that we may live in His presence. You are in His presence, and He wants to revive and restore you. You may not see it right now. You may not feel it right now, but He is there with you right now. My friend, in short, and hear this clearly, God loves you so very much. A scripture I know you know well, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I don't want to let this pass by. Forget it. It's not just the world. You're in that world. For God so loves you that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. My friend, I want you to know and understand the real, actual love of God on a feeling level. And my desire is that you sense His nearness, that you know His favor, because He hears you, He sees you, He understands you. God wants to embrace you and for you to cling to Him. He wants to encourage you and revive you and restore you. And most importantly, He wants you to know and feel and sense His great love for you. That's your devotion for this week. If you have supported this channel, thank you so much. If you'd like to support it, there's a donation link below. God bless you, and remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.